It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to the next room. You know I'm going to say it. It's always a good day when I wake up and I know that I get to speak with an interesting person. I have so been looking forward to having this conversation. You know how interesting life is, where you have these friendships and you meet people and you love them, and then they connect you with somebody, through Facebook. And, you know, this particular friend of mine said, "Oh, you have to meet my friend Sandy." And of course, I would do anything that my friend Roger Mayer would say, and because I loved him so much. So Sandy Parenti is my guest today, and we met because we both love Roger Mayer. Roger's a wonderful, beautiful, bright soul who unfortunately crossed and is now in the next room, which I firmly believe he's probably in the studio with us today. So welcome, Sandy, to the show. I'm so happy you could be here.
Well, thank you, Jane. I'm very excited to be here, too. And I know Roger is here. I can feel him.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. And you can hear that laugh and the head, the head thrown back. And, you know, he laughed with his entire body. Oh, my goodness. What a bright, shiny star. And and all of us miss him so much. It's been a very trying time when you lose beautiful friends that, you know, and I hadn't seen Roger in years, and my husband threw me a surprise 50th birthday party. And, you know, one after another, these people were arriving at my door and it was just crazy. And then all of a sudden, somebody said, "Oh, you're going to want to see this next person." And there, standing at my front door, is Roger. And I lost it. It was almost like seeing an apparition. It was like, Roger? I had not seen him in years and years, you know, because we worked together in Santa Barbara when we were just kids. And then he moved his way and I moved my way. And we just really, we kept in touch on the phone, but we never, you know, got together after that. So we hadn't seen each other in, I don't know, maybe 15, close to 20 years since we had laid eyes on one another, not through Facebook. So pretty extraordinary.
I remember when he went to your party, he was so excited. Mm. He was just like a little boy giggling. I mean, he was so excited to see you again. He loved you so much, Jane.
I know. Well, the feeling was very mutual. You know, it was, he always had that little, like, almost like a little laugh caught in his throat, you know, when he would tell you a story and you could hear the mirth, like right beneath the surface, just, you know, almost getting ready to escape. Oh, what a storyteller. What a great guy. So thank you, Roger, for introducing me to your friend, Sandy. And Sandy, I'm just thrilled that you could come on the show. So let me give a little background here.
Okay.
Sandy, I love this. Her bio, right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, good. I didn't want to do that. But anyway, my recording stopped for just a half a heartbeat, but we're back. Sandy looks at the bright side of life. I love this. This is her bio. She's a wife, a mother, a grandmother, an empath, intuitive guide, and a healer. So, Sandy, let's talk about how you decided to finally say, yes, this is what I do, that I'm okay with it, that it's okay to step into the role of being a guide and a healer.
Well, for years, I've had these gifts that I have always hidden because I wanted to be accepted by all groups in my life. If they didn't accept it or me, you know, I didn't want them to not like who I was. So for me, hiding it all these years, even as a kid, I just was a little hesitant to make a big deal will about it, to kind of stuff it, you know, when I'd see somebody on the other side, or if I had a word for somebody, or I'd have, you know, this healing part of their body that I saw was sick. All those things I just kind of stuffed inside because I didn't want to seem like I was woohoo or not godly or kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, throughout the years, I just kind of said a little bit here and there, but not really became the person that God had me to be.
Okay. And what do you feel was the catalyst? Like what occurred in your life? I mean, here we just went through an extraordinary 2020 and now it's 2021.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that made it click and say, you know what? It's okay for me to step into this intuitive space.
Well, it was 2020 and COVID, and I was home and I didn't go anywhere. I obeyed the doctors and the, you know, the scientists that COVID would spread. I didn't want my friends and family to get it, so I would mask and stay home.
Sure.
And I thought, this is not me. I need to go on. And then I heard this little voice inside of me saying, you need to reset this year. And I thought, reset? Oh, I need to be who I was meant to be. I need to just totally reset myself. So I went on a journey. I went to a mentor for about 8 months, and she opened my eyes to the other side, actually, as far as spiritual angels, guides, God, Holy Spirit. I mean, I really had my eyes opened. I didn't learn anything new. I just had what I knew was in me to come out. What I saw, I opened myself up. And it was the best thing I ever did. She was the greatest mentor. I went and meditated more. I went out in nature more. I just sat down and go, okay, there's more to me than just me. My gifts I need to give. This is who I am. I'm 63 years old. I need to start using what my God-given gifts were. And even though other people would not accept it because it might not be the right thing to be in other groups, I thought, that's okay. I can't hide it anymore. I need to share with others the love. I need to share what I have with others. I need to be a cheerleader to others. I need to help others heal and kind of go through what I went through too, so that they could become who they were born with, gifts and who they were meant to be. So that's how this started in 2020.
Man, I love it. So it's kind of like your mentor was giving you permission to be who God meant you to be to begin with.
Yes. And then I had to, I had to announce it, because I always felt like I didn't really publicly go out there mm-hmm. and say what I am going to do. I've always tried other things in my life, but nothing really got me going, you know, that passion in me, other than knowing that I could help people. And I do have that gift of intuitive guide and reading and seeing the other side and seeing what helps other people and seeing where they're stuck and they're hurting and they're sick. So So I just kind of went on my way, and I thought to myself, you know, what's the best way to go ahead and announce to others, to make me feel like I announced it and it's okay to be who I am? I mean, what can I do? And I thought, well, you know, I have over 1,500 Facebook friends. Why don't I start there and just announce it? And I cannot believe all the support I got. And the ones who didn't support me didn't. And I don't even know who they are.
Right.
But all of I know is, and then you, you were supporting me as well. And it was like, yeah, this feels right. Mm. It's okay. It's okay if somebody doesn't agree with me. It's okay.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah. No, I was very impressed. I loved it. It, you know, talk about coming out of a spiritual closet and just being who you're meant to be and not worrying if people think you're a crackpot. I mean, here I've got a show, you know, this show, it's about death, dying, grief, the afterlife. You know, I'll speak to anyone about these type of topics. And it doesn't bother me at all. If somebody thinks I'm Looney Tunes, they don't have to listen to the show. You know, not to get defensive, but it's a choice, you know? And so I think that it's really cool. When I read your post, I was like, right on, good for you. You're also showing that it is never, ever too late to just be yourself. Here you said you're 63, you're a mother, you're a grandmother, and you have been hiding this, your empath gifts since you were a little girl. So let's talk about that for a minute. When you were little, what was it? Like, did you know right away, like, okay, not everybody sees what I see. Not everybody's feeling what I feel. Let's talk about the first time you were kind of aware that you might have been a little more plugged in than the average bear.
Well, I believe it ran through my family. My mother would get premonitions. We would go to places and just feel the spirits in some rooms, and that would bother me. But I would see some things, and I would just dance with. I was brought up Catholic. And my grandmother always said, oh, you have to pray to a saint to get to God. But I would be in the front yard and I would feel my heart and know that he was inside of my heart.
Mm.
And I was playing with him and I would dance around. And I didn't understand a lot of the Catholic of my upbringing, other than I loved going to church. I felt very close to, I felt the spiritual side to church. I really did. And I just knew things. I didn't know if it was, I thought it was normal for us, especially my family, my sisters and my mother especially. And on my grandmother's side too, on my father's side, we come from an Italian family. And I believe that they, over the years, I've been talking with my cousins and there's a very strong spiritual side as well. So I believe it was truly lineage, you know, going through the ancestors, the gifts.
Yeah. So you have other family members that are tuned in and have the spiritual gifts as well?
Yes.
Well, then that's a good place to, you know, to be able to communicate. Do you sit and talk to them?
Well, I'm beginning to. Some of my family, one cousin is very in tune with me, and we've shared, I have a cousin, Billy. He's asking me to share a story right now. He's from the other side. Whoa.
Well, first of all, let me just say welcome to the show, Billy.
Yes. He says, thank you. He was my brother, actually. I had no brothers. I had two sisters, and my cousins lived across the street. And Billy and me, we were tight. You know, he had three other sisters, but we were just like brother and sister. He passed away suddenly, I think around 21, 22 years of age in a car accident. I was never the same. Every night he was in my dreams. I was talking to him. He was just, well, he is still an angel, and he's been with me ever since. And I've had some intuitive readers say to me that he's with me. So I know that because I dreamed about him every night for years, and he's just a part of my life. And so he is here with me. He's one of my angels who loves to protect me, who loves to protect me from the other side. And I just thank God for him. You know, he's been passed longer than he has been alive, and he's still with me.
I love it.
And he's still guiding and talking with his sisters, who are my cousins, and we kind of confirm that, yes, he is here. And he's just a beautiful soul. He is.
That's awesome. That is really cool. Yeah, it's nice to have contact with those that we love, you know, and it's, somebody had just said on the show a few weeks ago that they're not dead, they're just different.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, we physically maybe don't have the same connection, but we can spiritually still connect. What are you going to do with your new, they're not new, what are you going to do with your gifts now that you've given yourself permission that it's okay to use them?
Wow, that is a great question, because that's my next step, is to find or allow my people who need help to come to me. I want to start using my gifts to help others. So that's my start.
Okay. Well, good. That's a great place to start.
Yes, that's what I'm going to be doing, starting and helping others in the ways that, you know, it's individual. I mean, some people need healing. Some people need a harsh word from somebody. Somebody needs somebody from the other side to tell them they're worthy. I mean, there's so many things that other people need. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. So I thought, well, maybe I could do a class or something. Then I thought, no, I want to individually help others.
Well, good.
You understand? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes, I do. I think, too, that, you know, by you just opening up and asking for the guidance, you'll be... You will be led. Your dog just said, yeah, that's it.
Yes, I think they saw Billy.
That's so funny. So you have a lot of support. You have a lot of support in coming out as an empath and an intuitive guide and a healer. I think that's great. You know, you can even, since you started with your Facebook admission, you can even start a Facebook page. Have you thought about doing that?
Yes, and I think I'm going to do that first thing, because that is what I know to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe get some guidance from others on how to, you know, start a business with helping others, or, you know, different things like that. It's okay to not know every step of the way, but
yes,
that's okay.
Yeah. It is okay. There's a great quote. I'm going to give credit to Martha Beck, because I do believe it's hers. Falling in love with what wants to happen. And I love that. You know, it's sort of like, it's okay not to know exactly what it is that we're here to do, but just if you're feeling like you're being guided, and if you feel like there's a path that you're supposed to be walking, and just sort of like intuitively feeling your way through life instead of forcing a certain thing. I always feel like whenever I've forced things in my career or whatever, or wanted things really badly, they never happened. And there was always disappointment around them. I remember once I was working in the record industry and I wanted to win Rookie of the Year like nobody's business. I wanted that little trophy so much. And then, of course, it went to my friend Potato, who rightfully should have won it. And I was upset. And then years later, when I really sat and thought about it, I thought, well, you didn't deserve it because it wasn't what you were supposed to do. You know, it wasn't meant to come to you. And that's part of that pushing that boulder up a hill. When you finally kind of really lean into why you're here and you live your life's purpose, which for me, it's through communication with the show and writing my book. That's what I'm here to do. And I know that now because it's natural. It comes easily. Things happen. I connect with people. It's just like, oh, this is so much easier to lean in and just let it happen than to try to force a certain life that you're not meant to live.
Right. That's beautiful. Yes. If we, each of us, do our own part in what we were born to do, then there's no competition. Then we can really root for each other and be there for each other and get out of each other's way and let us all do our part to become whole. And it's really a necessary thing.
I love that. I love what you said. That's so true, because then there is no competition. I told you this was going to go fast. I mean, literally, we have, about 5 or so minutes left.
Wow.
What do you know, or what do you intuitively feel is in the next room for you, Sandy Parente?
In the next room is pure, absolute spirit and love. And everything that we are trying to become, we are that spirit in the next room. We may help somebody on the other side. I don't know, but I believe that we just come together and just praise the angels, praise God, praise the other side. Just be in bliss and help others on the other side, I believe.
I love it. Be in bliss and help others on the other side.
Yes. And that's the way I want to be now, be in bliss and help others.
There you go. Why wait?
On the other side yet. But
yeah. Why wait? You can do that right now. That's great. I love that. I love that. I'm taking notes because I have to write up a little show summary, so it helps as we go. What is your spiritual practice to get in the right space? Do you have a routine?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. And I look to the bright side, like we said before at the beginning of the show. I am in gratitude all the time. I'm becoming an easier manifester as well. And that's a whole nother subject. But if you just allow life to go as planned, then it will go as planned and you will have enough. But I believe in abundance. I believe abundance is for everyone, and nobody loses if somebody wins. I enjoy meditating. I meditate every day. I go out in nature. I really pray and just hone in on, okay, how can I love this person today or these people today? Well, right now it's just my husband and I during COVID, but we've gotten so close. This has gotten us closer together than ever, and he is just supporting me. And I never knew how much support I would get from him. I was afraid to even ask. But he is absolutely my soulmate, and he supports me 100%.
I love that.
So you'd be surprised on who supports you and who doesn't.
And again, you know, not to worry about it, just to allow, you know, there are going to be people. It is, I've discussed this with another girlfriend. Sometimes we feel there are certain people that we expect to always be there and support us. And when they don't, it's kind of surprising. But if you release it and just go, ah, they got their own stuff going on, you can't worry about, you know, or try to decide how someone should be or not be about your life. They've got their own stuff going on. So.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm so happy.
No worries.
Yeah, there you go.
Worry.
My guest today is Sandy Parenti, a good friend of mine. Roger Mayer also knew Sandy and connected us years ago. And, you know, it's been really fun to just talk to someone, a 63-year-old mother, grandmother, who decided in 2020 to come out of her spiritual closet and say, hello, this is who I am, and this is what I know, and be okay with it. So congratulations, Sandy. I think it's a really important thing that you're teaching us right now, is just to be who you are and don't worry.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and I've really enjoyed it, and I'm thankful. Thank you.
Well, I'm thankful for you as well, and I look forward to hearing about what's next for you. And I have some thoughts on that because I do a lot of social media. So we will talk off air after the interview, and I'll give you some unsolicited free advice and help you out. Because I think it's a really good path for you. And it's inexpensive, too, because, hello, it's free. So always a good thing. So thank you so much for coming on the show. My guest, Sandy Parenti, in the next room. She's been on the next room. She's not in the next room yet. Her cousin Billy sure is, though. Thanks for joining us, Billy. Appreciate you being here as well. Thanks so much again.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.